buy some new furnishings, the type of store downtown that you would go to would be a
furniture store.
And in some houses, you have a place near the top, right under the roof. You can usually climb stairs up there or climb a ladder, usually used for storing things.
The attic.
The attic.
This term we use in firefighting also for all attic fires.
Is that right?
That's a general term. Any reports you have to turn in to have a fire, you have to put what type fire? Attic fire, first floor, second floor, or attic?
Is that what most attics are used for, storage?
I'm sure so. I don't know. The ones that I know of, storage, of course, I'm sure some may convert some over to rooms to sleep in. We have lots of fires in the attics of homes.
Have you ever seen or heard of a kitchen that was not part of the main house but was built away from the house?
Yes, that was the common style of architecture years and years ago in the south and in the east also, and I'm sure in the north. Their idea was that was fire prevention. In other words, you have a kitchen fire, the kitchen always was far enough away from the house where it wouldn't involve the main residence. Some of them were connected with a small breezeway or porch between the two where it could be easily knocked away or knocked down in case of fire. That was one of our old southern types of early building.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of having a room just a little off the kitchen that might be used for storing extra dishes or canned goods? Have you ever heard?
Let me see. Well, no. No, I haven't. I guess. Let me see. What would you call it? No, I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Have you ever heard people talk about a pantry?
Pantry. Well, yeah, our pantry was built in a house where you could store various things. Yeah. But that's still a common term in architecture because I study architecture quite a bit. That's still a very common term that she used there. Pantry. In fact, I was reading last night about the construction of log homes, modern day log homes. Pantry. Given pantry sizes to pantry. It's just a general storage area, more or less food and so forth.
I see. What would you call a lot of the worthless things that you had around, say broken chairs and things like that? Just say you had a lot of old...
Well, my general term would be partly junk. Get rid of it.
Have you ever heard of people who had a room in the house in which they kept stuff like that?
Yeah.
You ever heard people talk about a junk room or
maybe the outside where just the general collection of everything they throw in the junk room.
What about when a woman gets up in the morning? Sometimes she might go around the house and straighten up something here or, I don't know, put a pillow back on the couch or something like that, or sweep or dust a little bit. Just in general, what would you say she's doing?
Well, I'd say she's rearranging the house, the room, cleaning.
And what about, I mentioned sweeping. You call this thing that you sweep with a
vacuum cleaner.
Or if it's not some kind of mechanical thing like that, just one that you use by hand. Is it made with different types, maybe an old-fashioned type of broom?
No.
You ever seen these that were made out of just pure straw?
No. Never can't recall. I haven't seen one of those. Now, I used to, yeah, I've seen them. It was in Europe, in Russia, Germany, because you'd see those people come out in front of the house, those ladies, and sweeping the street in front of the house. And